That's what he said. Is this thing on?
I can never get enough volume.
There you go. Our production meeting lasted right up. I had to finish that sentence and say our opening line in the same breath. That's how close we cut it. Kane, are you guys still Mariah? It's by the way, it's just Kane and Mariah tonight, and Missy is back to work from maternity leave.
Ooh.
I thought it was rough getting used to having the kid around. Getting used to Miss going back to work and not being here to cater to his every need while I sit back and say, oh, my precious boy. Now that's an adjustment. Well, Dad,
welcome to fatherhood.
Welcome to fatherhood is right.
It's not fun sometimes. It's not.
I tell you what, it's enjoyable. Let's not lie. Not all of it is enjoyable, but it's one of those things.
No, it's not.
It's not a walk in a park.
Right.
No.
I told you guys that this would rock your world, I wasn't lying.
No, it's rocking.
No, you weren't. It's rocking. It is rocking.
It's a lot more rough than people make it seem.
Oh, my. Oh, my, yes. Well, dude, no joke. When Jackson was little, he did not take a pacifier. He did not take a bottle. And Mariah was working, 12-hour shifts?
Yes, because I would work the weekends.
Yeah,
so
she'd work the entire weekend. And so that entire weekend, dude, I'm not joking you, dude, I would have to literally shoot milk into his mouth because he would not take a bottle.
He screamed.
It was horrible. Oh, it was horrible. So I hope that the second kid is nothing like that.
But our situation's also different now because I work from home.
It is. It is.
And
true.
So you could have a laptop in one hand and his mouth on your tip in the other.
I was wanting to see how you was going to, navigate your way out of that.
That's funny.
None of your business, Rob, was gone.
So I just want to know, is everybody still here after what? By the time this comes out, I guess this might come out this week. I don't know. Dan Stetler ain't got none of y'all over there.
No,
y'all still
good.
Good.
Yeah. Wish could get close to us.
No, we have survived the storm.
Survived the storm.
It was a storm, my guy.
There were times. There were times.
There were some times I was like, oh my goodness. And then a lot of times I'd be like, man, we didn't even really mean it that way. It was more like a joke than anything.
In the meantime, Mariah's sitting there and she's like, Mariah's sitting there and she's like, We absolutely meant it that way.
Don't tell me what I didn't mean.
You may have, but we all joke around and act crazy. But a lot of people, I guess, just are not big fans of that.
Well, Mariah, I don't like our humor.
You've built a little bit of a fan base from your last two performances where you have ripped apart two holiness preachers.
It's my specialty, Phil.
Who would have known being mean could get you
And you say that it's bad. I don't think of this as a bad thing.
Well, and who would ever thought that Mariah would be capable of being mean?
Oh, yeah. Not little old Mariah.
Not little old Mariah.
Oh, man.
And I'm sober.
Oh, my. Oh my God.
I have to be for at least four more months.
Exactly right. Yeah. So because of all that, something that kind of ties in with this, Kanan, you were, how do we want to go into this? So you have heard, I think we've probably all heard that the charge that we are just holiness bashers, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I know from conversations that me and you have had that you don't necessarily appreciate that language.
No, I would not call it bashing. I would call it informing.
Vigorously
informing people, to run the other direction. Oh, man, I'm just joking. It kind of, not really.
So what would you guys say to that? Because there are people that feel that way about us. There are those that say that, we are, when we do episodes like we did about Dan Stetler, that we are just making fun of them or trying to make them look stupid or trying to, just bash them or whatever. There's people who say we bash the entire holiness movement and that we fight holiness and all that. So
now that you say that, yeah, I guess we're bashing.
There you have it. Well, from what you're saying, you could just end the whole thing right here.
Right here. Yeah. All right. We're bashing. You guys are right. We're wrong.
You were right.
Sue me.
Yes. You caught me. Now, what would you say to that?
I mean, I would have to say that, like, no, I was kind of joking a minute ago, but, like, I would call it more informing. Yeah, we may say it in a way people may not necessarily like, but that just comes because, you know, we ain't got the most schooling, you know, and we just don't really have any other way of saying it, you know? I guess we could use a better tone, like, oh, yes, they suck so bad. I just can't stand them.
For some reason.
Stupid.
That is so much more offensive. I don't know why, but it is.
No.
All I'm saying is, who's the crybaby now?
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, there has been a lot of crybabying going on. But, okay, so.
Yeah.
Ryan, let me ask you this then. So, there are people who don't appreciate, like, when you reference the fact that Dan Stetler may or may not be 400 years old, you know, things, slight things like that, there's people not going to like what you say. What do you say to them?
When they can control my mouth, then they can control what I say.
And she can't even do that, so fat chance that you're going to do that.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
It does come across as harsh. I get that. But, I mean, really, I guess when you've dealt with stupidity long enough, you almost just kind of get tired of it and just kind of call it how it is. Here's a good example. Now, if you don't think this is a good example, you can cut it out and we won't use it. But I sat around with tons of CHM people back in 2016, 17, 18, and then even into 2020. And we bashed the living crap out of us, some Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you, man, if some of them people, and me included, I'll lump myself in there, I probably struggled the worst I ever had in 2020 when it comes to spiritual things. Because if we would have had baseball bats, dude, there's no doubt we'd have probably been busting some kneecaps. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, we were just bashing ourselves, some Democrats, okay? All well and good, man.
I've been involved in those parties. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, not a problem, man. Dude, those are fun. But the minute you start talking about something that hits close to home or something that they're involved in, then all of a sudden you are a basher. Oh, you're just a horrible
human.
Shame
on you.
Yeah, you're a horrible human being. How dare you for bashing some person. Oh, well, wait a minute. What about Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi? Like,
the Kamala lady.
Aren't they like people? Like, aren't they like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to use that whole Christian and holier than thou type attitude, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I know what you're saying.
Let's use it across the board.
Yeah. If you don't, you know, you talk about us bashing, you know, the CHM, well, then I don't want to ever hear you say a negative thing about a Democrat. Like,
and also, I know the way that those girls gossip. Let me just tell you.
Yeah, well, yeah. But think about it, like, I don't know. So I guess my thing is, it kind of almost comes back to consistency of the CHM. Oh, let's, you know, we don't bash us. Don't say anything negative about what we're doing, even though our stuff is very, you know, screwed up. And the system's very flawed, but don't attack me. Don't look at me. I'm not doing anything wrong. All them stupid Democrats. Oh my God. I wish they just all dropped dead. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And on and on and on it went, you know, it's like, be consistent.
Well, if there's one thing we know that, they will most likely never be found guilty of is consistency. But be that as
praise
it may.
Be to that.
Yeah. I think that's a very good illustration that you're using, because I've been in those things, and some people too, they seem like that they're more concerned with political things than they are with whether something is actually biblically accurate or not.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get all up on our high horse and we'll fight over something that I have zero control over. I mean, yeah, I can go vote. But when you think about it, and I believe that all that's important. I feel that voting is important, and And I would be happy to sit and talk to somebody about just why I believe the political things I do. But I don't feel the need to necessarily disfellowship or whatever you want to call it somebody from that we're no longer brothers in Christ just because they believe in universal health care and I don't.
Yes, exactly.
You see, that's...
Oh,
that's
but if a woman wears pants and the other one doesn't, they can't be friends.
Yeah, it's true.
Let me hit your bell there for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I mean, let me be clear. For one, I'm not trying, and I don't think any of us are actually trying to like just bash the CHM. We're not bitter. We're not upset. There's just a lot of things that are flawed, and we are just kind of coming in and being like, hey, we don't agree with that necessarily. You know, and trying to point people a little different direction. You know, am I making sense there? I mean,
yeah. Well, if I could say this, there are times that I am upset. I'm not bitter, but I do get upset.
Yeah, no.
At the situation because I feel that there's such a big time injustice done under the name of Christianity and fundamentalism and all that.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
And so one of the things that we got too, we would get this. I heard it a couple times. Was you don't even know these people? They've had a, you know, Dan and Mrs. Stetler, Joan, I think her name is. They've had a rough week. Lay off of them. All this, that, and the other. And to me, it's like, okay, I get all of that. And if somebody was disagreeing publicly with my dad the same way that we disagreed with Dan Stetler. Yeah, I'd be pretty upset. It would hit home. But to me, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I'll tell you why. Find somebody that is actually able to look at the behavior of their kids with a completely open and honest and unbiased perspective. I mean, how many times have we seen like something on the news and maybe saying find anybody? Some people are able to do this, but I feel like it's harder to be actually objective when you're talking about your own family because you feel this loyalty to them.
Yes.
Because you look at all the people on the news and somebody's, you know, their kid's about to be sent to the electric chair and their mama's there like, he was just a good boy. It's like, he slaughtered 7 people. He wasn't just a good boy.
That's a good old boy.
Oh, man.
And so to me, it's like, okay, I get it. I would be mad too just because there's that family tie thing. But that doesn't mean that I can't then stand for what's right. And, I mean, some of these people's been in leadership since before I was born.
Yeah.
You should be able to stand some criticism.
Well, look, my thing is if you're going to stand that leadership, quote unquote, if you're going to be in the spotlight, if you want to make yourself known, if you're going to be someone who travels around and wants to have your little high horse, you know, then you better start watching what you're going to say or you are going to get some feedback.
Right.
And when you do get feedback, you either have a backbone or apologize.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. No. I said very well.
But, you know, you talked about like having that family tie, you know, and stuff and that loyalty. I get that to a point, but I've got a family member it's a pretty close family member. And there has been some rumors that the business dealings have not always been on the up and up. And when I started marrying into Mariah's family, her aunt and uncle actually own a very successful, gravel and like
concrete
business. Well, this family member has got some outstanding debt that's never been paid to the tune that he is no longer allowed to get any more material from this concrete company anymore.
I see.
And unless he has cash on site.
Up front. It has to be up front.
And when I first heard about this, I'm like, how bad is it? You know, so I trust but verify, mm-hmm. you know. And, but then when I started learning that this is true, I'm like withdrawing myself. Like, okay, I just want you to know I have nothing to do with these business dealings. I am as far away from that as I can possibly get. Wanted them to know that my hands were clean.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying that, and this is a very close family member, I'm saying that to say that, look, just because they're family doesn't mean they're right.
You're correct.
And when did we have to start thinking just like a family member. You know, I mean, that's as true. Far as I knew, I mean, we have a brain. We can think on our own. And so,
right.
So yeah, so that I get it to a point, but on the other hand, I'm like, nah, just start thinking for yourself and let them stand on their own, because what they're saying may not be 100% factual.
I agree with you, and I think I probably didn't state that the way I should, because I agree 100% with you that just that we should call out our family members or stand against them if they're doing wrong. I guess I understand that it wouldn't feel the best if somebody else was doing that.
No, absolutely. So I get that.
I just want them to know I understand that.
I get that.
But that does nothing to push back against the things we said, the charges we made. It does nothing to defend the things that he said and all that stuff.
Well, and to kind of continue with what I was saying there was, is like, it's my family member. I love that family member. I would do anything for that family member. That family member knows that I love them. But I am not and will not go to bat for them when it comes to business dealings.
Right.
Because I know I'm going to get my butt burnt.
Right.
So it's like, you know what? No, I love you more than anything. You're family. Like, but
you stay over there, and we're going to stay over here.
Well, it's not even about stay there. Say, hey, like, man, they're family. I'll be with them, but I'm not going to go out on a job site with them and order concrete.
Yeah. And you're definitely not going to sell them any concrete, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we're selling either. So, I mean, you know, so yeah.
So for people that say that we have a podcast that bashes the CHM, would say, I guess I would have to say, depends on your definition. If you're talking about we're calling out the bad, I mean, I guess you could call it that. I don't think that's the definition of bashing, but
no,
we absolutely feel that there are plenty of bad things in that movement, and there's plenty of people that have felt they've been alone for all these years, and now we've all kind of been able to get together a little bit and discuss things, and thankfully, we've been able, because we have the technology to really, is just kind of blast this out there that you're not alone, and that stuff, a good majority of that stuff, was bullcrap.
All I'm saying is, if we were going to bash, they would know it.
Oh my. I think bash is a strong word. I get what they're saying. I get where that it could come across that way. I really do. I think it just really comes down to do they know the heart and the intent behind this? It's not to be mean. It's not to personally attack them. But dude, there are so many hurting people out there that has been hurt by the CHM, and they don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe that, and that's fine. You don't have to. But they are not seeing the floods of messages.
Right.
You know, they're exactly not. They're right. not here.
They're not talking they're, to the people they're, we're
they're,
talking.
Yeah, they're
to.
Not talking to the people that we're talking to, yep. And you know, and stuff, and they're not. They're not hearing the stories that we're hearing. So, to them it's going to be bashing, but to us it's just like, no, we are literally just informing people that there is a better way. There's a better life.
Exactly.
I'm
right.
Like, trust me. Like I mean, I haven't been hurt like people have. Mm-hmm. So mine, I can honestly say mine is not bitterness. I'm not bitter.
Right.
I'm not bitter towards the CHM. I mean, I don't hate them.
No.
I love
no.
them.
I
but what they do is wrong, and what they stand for is wrong.
Yeah, very good way of putting it. Absolutely. So there have also been people that have said to us, and this is kind of on the flip side, maybe a little different direction with this conversation. There are people that have said to us, guys, you all say things that you probably shouldn't say if you're trying to be a religious or Christian podcast.
Oh yeah.
Like, give an example. I'm not understanding. I'm sorry.
Yes, Bill. Give us an example.
Give an example.
Lustful jokes.
Well, as long as you're making them about me.
Them lustful jokes. We can't have those.
As long as it's about your wife, who freaking cares?
Oh well, you know.
I'm trying to think of an example off the top of my head, but I know there's been times when I've went back and listened to episodes in the past. I've been like, oh, but why did I let that get out?
Dude, I have thought that same thing. I remember listening to a podcast, and I was like listening to it. I'm like, I hope my pastor don't hear that. I mean, now I will say I have said some really funny stuff to my pastor because, I mean, he is family. But, like, it's just usually, like, me and him, you know, like, and I'll just say something stupid, and then he'll laugh and then say, oh, that's awful, you know?
Like, and only a way that he can.
Yeah, only a way that he can.
Right.
But
right.
But to hear over the, a podcast, I don't know how he would feel about that.
Well, so I guess this is something that I wrestle with a lot, trying to figure out, okay, exactly what can I say as a Christian, what can I not say?
Yes.
Just don't take the Lord's name in vain. That's all you got
to
know.
Praise be to He.
Praise be. I feel like that's pretty much my main one that I stay away from is taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yes, absolutely.
There are other things. Granted, there's times I do feel that I cross the line, but I feel that overall we do a decent job on the podcast, and we do try our best. I can't say that. We do try our best to behave the way that we should. I feel that there's also a culture difference between us and a lot of other people.
I would say you're right about that.
And I'll give you, for instance, so Kanan and Mariah, when I have come out there before, there's been times I've been standing around, me and Kanan's been standing around in a circle of guys or whatever, we've been talking, and it is so easy to make those Indiana people bust out laughing because
they're very uncultured.
Well, I think they're more cultured than we are. We're the uncultured ones.
They're more cultured. We're the more uncultured. They're the ones cultured. We're the ones that just like doesn't give two craps and would.
I see what you're saying. Opposite thing. Yeah.
They're going the opposite way. They're more like would the word refined be?
But that yeah,
be
the, I think
they're
so.
More refined. We're
I
not.
See what you're saying. Like they have a line and you don't.
Yeah, we're like we'll cross that line all day long.
Well, I'll just say if anybody actually knows Kanan on a. More than surface level.
On a biblical base. I'm sorry. I don't know him in the Bible. Sorry. My bad.
He does not have a line to cross.
I got to say, it is fun to... that is true.
Dude,
it is so much fun just to like... You're almost like one of those guys, those little toys that like you can just... You know, when you pull them back and then they got the... And then you just pull you back and just watch you fly over the edge of a cliff.
Somebody said that the other day. I can't remember who it was now, but they're like, dude, they're like, you're like a wind-up toy, man. Just wind him up and let him go. It's like, I was like, yeah, that's
it is funny, though. Right, it's funny, though.
It is. There is some stuff, though, that I'll literally just blurt it out and then be like, I probably should have said that.
I've done that a lot. So I guess what I'm getting at is, and obviously not everybody in Indiana we can make laugh, but there are some people I've noticed that because it's like, Cannon, you're not from West Virginia, but you're probably the most hillbilly person I know of in Indiana. And
well, I mean, dude, I grew up 2 hours away. Well, actually, not only grew up like an hour and like 15 away from West Virginia.
Right.
I mean, West Virginia border, dude. So I was deep in them hills, man. So
you were.
You know.
And so I feel like that the way that we say things and the way that we think is not going to mesh with everybody. And a lot of times we don't realize that what we're saying might, you know, ruffle some feathers. It's honest to goodness truth.
No, I think you're right. I do. Because a lot of the stuff a lot of stuff that I have said and stuff is like just jokes that I would have made it, every day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just kind of, you know.
Well, and there were,
so, yeah, you're right.
There were times, I'm trying to remember. So, and to give a better example of this too, I remember we started cracking jokes as soon as somebody dies in my immediate family. Like the stuff that is said immediately is so dark and such, black humor, I guess you'd call it.
It's how we deal with it.
We could either sit around and cry like pansies or we'll crack joke about the poor soul that just departed this earth.
Dude, well, man, I remember when your dad passed away, dude. I think it was the very next day I drive down there, sitting on the couch with you. You crack some joke, and I like spun around really quick to like look at you, like, what? He just said that? And then of course I just start dying laughing, and then it was like it was on from there. Like, all bets were off.
Free game.
Oh my goodness!
My brother John, he cracked a joke about mom killing dad one time in a CPR class where mom was also in attendance and he's like, because This is a dark story. Let me think. This might even be too dark for me to tell. Because I know you're only going to get this. I'll just blurt it out. Mom had to do CPR on dad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother John, he's in this, he's in EMS and all that anyway. So those people are very hardened.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, the way our family jokes about things. And he right there in class, he's like, well, yeah, you know, my mom, she killed dad doing CPR on him. And said, everybody was just like, eyes all big. He said it went over like a dead sparrow. Nobody thought that it was funny.
No one thought that was a great joke. No. Me, on the other hand, would have laughed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, dude. Absolutely. So I think that's a lot of it. And there's things. Yeah, there's things too. We are also the most, like this state, West Virginia, and then Kane, and also coming from the Holiness Movement, we're isolated, so therefore we're not politically correct, and that's not by choice, and that's not that's not a brag on my part, so there's going to be some things, I know there has been in the past, that people's like, you know, why would you make that joke? It's like, look, I'm sorry, we don't mean anything by it, I just... like somebody brought up one time about prostitution. They're like, you know, prostitution's not funny. It's like, I get that prostitution's not funny, but a joke about a prostitute can be funny. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know what you know what I mean? It's
like, very funny, actually. There's so many.
I mean, it's not that when I see a prostitute that I'm like, she deserves that. That's not it at all. Or when I'm cracking a joke, I'm not like, you know, them trying to force that, you know, all women forced into prostitution. I don't know how to, you know, make that any clearer, but
no, I get,
you're not doing a super hot job.
What did she say?
She said you're not doing a super hot job. Well, it's because we are trying to be easy with this, you know, and we're trying
to be easy.
Pattern around this.
This is not the way this conversation would go if we were sitting on the back porch.
No, dude, not at all. There's probably times I could be more careful with what I said. I mean, okay, so I wonder what... Okay, so like the joke about the whole panties like halfway down his throat when the girl walked in and he was doing his laundry. I wonder how that joke went over. That probably didn't go over too well.
Actually,
did
I didn't get any flack for that. One of our listeners said he figured we would, but we didn't. But
never.
No,
but never did.
Because to me, that is a perfect example of you were creating an absurd story, which is then, you know, absurdity a lot of times equals funny.
Yeah.
And it was equally as absurd as the darn rule that they had in their book. It was the joke and that rule, they deserved one another.
It made that happen. It is true. But we would have got a flag if they could just envision what I have envisioned with this.
How long have you sat and thought about this?
Literally, all I had to think about was...
I don't want to know.
No.
Actually, just no. Don't.
Literally, all I thought was, I was like, they can't do one another's laundry. Ah, somebody got busted. And I was like, I bet you he was either... And all I thought about was the door flung open, and there he is with hanging out of his mouth.
Dude.
That's whenever, all I had to think about. It's hilarious.
Whenever somebody hears that rule, every single person, their mind goes to exactly what you said. That's the only thing that makes sense as to why they got their rule about why, you know, men and women, you know, stay away from each other's laundry or something.
Yeah, cannot do laundry because those delicates are going to make you do just what I thought they might do.
I love your way of explaining things, Ken.
We got way off base.
I mean, in a way, we did and we didn't. I mean, we're just trying to say that there has been some, I don't know if you want to take us out, there's been some people that's kind of, you know, talked about like, you know, maybe we could clean it up a little bit. And
yes,
and I could definitely try. But man, on the other hand, like, well, and this, too, this whole podcast, dude, if they realize how this podcast was born, by us sitting around a table. Eating and laughing and cracking jokes, and we just happened to share a story about the CHM and how we thought it was inconsistent, and boom, there it is.
Right.
I miss the food.
The food is good. The wings.
Well, and I think also, I feel that since I've left the movement, Phil Robertson has been one of my big influences.
Oh, I love Phil Robertson.
And the Robertsons don't get me wrong, they're not vulgar, but they don't like, you know, second guess every single thing's come out of their mouth. He says it plain. You know, in fact, he said something on the show. He's like, you know, when I saw you burst forth from your mother's loins, you know, and stuff like that, I knew my sex life was over and just stuff like, and to me, it's like, well, that's not vulgar. It's just, he's just saying it plain, but not in a dirty, vulgar way.
Yeah, no.
He's very old school.
Yeah.
He is very old school.
I also think that the Bible was not really, you know, didn't tiptoe around a lot of things too. I mean, have you read the Song of Solomon? How many times it talks about boobs in there and legs and stuff? Goodness. Which, don't get me wrong, I completely support the Bible, especially that.
I love that book of the Bible. Man. It's like when Kevin from The Office, they were going to have him pee in a cup. He's like, I need a magazine. She's like, you're just peeing in a cup. I would still like a magazine. <He's> like,
So also, I think we should also say that if you're coming from a really bad situation, you know, where some of this really bad stuff has happened to you, please don't stop at us. We are completely uneducated on the topic.
Oh, yeah.
None of us are counselors. None of us are any kind of, you know, philosophers or anything like that that can barely take a peek into your brain and tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Quickly bypass us and run screaming for, you know, something that can, it's actually able to get you some help, which I think I said on the episode that I just recorded. You know, there's places like Great Story that deals with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
There's Focus on the Family deals with a lot of this stuff. They're a lot more gifted in the language department. And you will never hear a joke about doing laundry on that show, I'm guessing.
Probably never.
And that's not a put down at them. That's why they've lasted so long. And we're hanging by a thread over here.
No, I mean, man, my opinion is like those are the places that you could possibly get some real help. You know, we can start you in that direction, but they're going to be the ones that's going to finish it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're like your starter pack. You know?
Yeah, we're like the guy whenever you're pulling into the fair. Whenever you're pulling into the fairgrounds and, you know, the fair is the main objective, we're the guy telling you where to park, just like pointing you that direction. Just keep going. Pull it up a little
park
more.
Park over there and then walk over there. You know what I'm saying? No, it's true.
I think, was that everything we had on the list for tonight?
I think so. I mean, we could tell some stories, go on a little bit longer if you like. I mean,
Okay, let's rip into Marshall Smart and the Victor Trio. No, I'm kidding.
Let's do it.
Just joking, everybody.
My goodness. Picking on the dead. Oh, man, I dare you. Oh, they really hate my jokes, wouldn't they?
Like I said, when I was 10, I got put on a naughty list for jokes then. When I was a good little holiness Christian.
You can maybe edit out the name if you want, but which one was that?
I'll tell you what it was. And this is not to be disrespectful. It was Penny Ford, yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I remember you telling me about that story there. Dude, I remember, same woman, Penny Ford, we got permission to go into McDonald's after midnight on Sunday. We got the permission to go. This person said they did not realize it was mixed company. We
mixed
all thought that was
company.
Clear. Mixed company.
I like
Who
that.
Who said it was a mixed company?
I like that language.
Well, they later came back and said that they didn't know that it was mixed company and that we were not allowed to be out, all of us together, even though there was adults with us. But they were younger adults, so that
you were a horny 12-year-old.
Horny 16-year-old, get it right. Get it
well, I hope you weren't doing stuff at 16 with other people. No.
But so we went into McDonald's and we came back, got caught, trouble, whatever, because it was mixed company, it was guys and girls. That was like the beginning of the week. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, that might have been the first Sunday of the camp or whatever. Dude, it was probably like a good 4 or 5 days. Penny Ford kept going up to that same girl, which, mind you, was like 25 or 26 at the time, and just kept like, I can't believe you'd be doing something like that, you know, like just going on and on about it. Like, dude, it was almost every day, and it's like,
wouldn't
okay,
let it rest.
Give it a it's like, give it a rest. Yeah. Like, you know, like, what is done is done. Like, and nothing happened. We were with adults.
Get over yourself.
It's like, good heavens.
Well, so, and Penny would, I'm sure she would tell you. I mean, she was very strict, is, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Now, the other two, they seem to be a lot more laid back. And if people don't know, we're talking about Evicted Trio. I'm assuming most everybody does know about them. Unless you were Bible missionary. Missy did not know who they were, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Because the Bible missionary, they look at all the rest of the holiness movement. They're like, I will see your cult and I will raise you a little more.
You know, like, Bible missionary are a little, they are a step, they're a step above everybody, and not in a good way, man. Not in a good way. I mean, you do, and here's another thing too, and is if people have listened to this podcast long enough, I don't even know, people probably done turned us off by now, but if you listen to the podcast far enough, and hopefully this will stay in, there are different levels to the CHM.
Yes, there are.
And a lot of times when we are referencing CHM, we're not always talking about like the ones around here, even in Indiana. I'm not anyways. Dude, you got like, you get into like, is it the Bible holiness? Like, I don't know if we should start name drop or not, but like
name drop, Bible holiness. You'll make John Becker very happy this evening.
They are extremely conservative, dude. Like, man, like they'll freaking disown family members if they don't agree. I know this for a fact. I'm seeing this firsthand. It's like, how in the world? That's next level, man. Like, that is next level. So a lot of times when we talk about CHM, there's different levels. Like, I never saw crap like that. And thank God I didn't. You know, like, you know, now, is there that in there? I'm not saying there's not. There very well could be. I think that there is to a certain extent, but not to the level of that Bible holiness.
I think you're onto something there, because the ones I grew up around were more like that. Maybe not disowning family members, but they would get pretty darn close. I mean, we had situations where like you had one holiness church, but the other one was considered a liberal one, even though it was still Wesleyan stinking holiness, which is far from liberal.
People
would promise God from the one church that they would not step foot in the other church. And then somebody from the family would die, and they would beg the relatives not to have the funeral at the other holiness church because they had promised God they couldn't step foot in it. It was a teetotal wreck.
Dude.
That's insane.
And you tell me that is of God. I do not know how you can say that is of God, and how the system's not flawed. Our system's not flawed. It's not. You have people, and what you're saying is 100% true. You got people literally promising that they won't step foot in this church because of what they're allowed to have a beard. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it was so stupid. It was like some of the dumbest stuff. Like, I know you saw way more of that junk, you know, than I did.
And sometime I think it would be good for us to, I mean, we've had other people tell their stories, but we've been kind of vague about ours. Like, we've brushed over a lot of stuff, like, especially our each individual. Oh, yeah. So at some point I would like to, you know, just sit down and, okay, I'll tell mine and you tell yours, Mariah tell yours, you know, Miss tell, and just, okay, you know,
yeah.
We'll basically do what we've had LaDonna and Tracy and Gerald Buston do.
Yeah.
Just tell, okay, here's exactly where I went to church, and here's, you know, if you want to go that, I got no problem doing that.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, you're talking about there were different levels of CHM, and this is kind of surprising to me, because you have the Bible Methodist, okay? So they usually like to portray themselves as a little more level-headed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times they do come off as that. I've been around some Bible Methodists, and I feel like overall I could get along with them.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, Dan Stettler is a Bible Methodist. And so if you have somebody that is, you know, on his level saying these kind of things, don't you think that, like, somebody would want to maybe clarify the position or why?
Yes, I get what you're saying. So with the Bible Methodist, they do have like a very, very wide or very, what's the right word I'm looking for? Like, diverse? Would that be the right word?
Mm, yeah.
They do have some extreme conservatives, but then they also have, like, not.
Like at all.
Not extreme liberals.
Just people that are reasonable.
That's what they would say. Yeah. They would say, oh, those are extreme liberals. No, you have your extreme conservatives, and then you have people that are...
You're normal.
You're definitely more level-headed people. And so that's the cool thing about... That is kind of the cool thing about Methodists, is it does seem that, like, at their camps and stuff, I've never been, but I hear that they're really good, and I hear that you do have a lot of people coming together worshiping, and nobody really cares, like, how that one dressed, or how, you know what I'm saying? So
I do get that, but it is kind of disappointing that you don't see. Okay, so let me put it this way. The church that I used to attend, it was Webster Pike Bible Methodist Church, and it was still Bible Methodist Church when I left there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple revivals or special services during that time, because we were only members. Our church was only a part of the Bible Methodist for just a little while before I left, and then it since pulled out. But I remember hearing these Bible Methodist pastors. There was Darren Foreman, I think, and you had Chris Cravens and some of these, and they seem like such reasonable guys, and their sermons and stuff were spot. I remember hearing Darren Foreman preach, and like I said, this ain't been that long ago, so I was still pretty well out of the movement.
Yeah,
as far as my thinking. And just hearing him preach, and I was like, yeah, I like that. I can get behind that. Like, it was inspiring, and there was no baloney, and he preached a real good message. But then, and this is not to say anything about these guys in particular, but just that group as a movement, why not speak out against some of this major legalism that's doing the damage that Dan Stetler's doing?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I would say they probably don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
You're probably right. You're probably right.
They're like, nah, we're good. I would say when it comes to like the Bible Methodist, like that is probably like it. I don't like organizations, me personally. But if you feel the need to be in one, that would probably be one of your better ones. If I'm talking about like not even becoming a member, but like if you want to go to youth camp or family camp, or you know, you want to go to these, you know, little things to make you feel good. That would Bible Methodist probably be your best bet.
Go to a holiness event, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's probably your better one. They even have a pretty cool thing called Men of Integrity. A lot of men get together, they go golfing, shooting guns, fishing, you know. Some good stuff. So, I mean, if you're going to, so there are different levels of the CHM. So, I guess we said all that to say, you know, like when we're talking about the CHM and people are saying you're bashing, a lot of them probably don't even realize that the ones that we're actually talking about aren't hearing us because they don't believe in internet.
Yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
So, it's like, more than likely you're getting hurt and upset and thinking that we're bashing you. And it's like, that's on you, because you must have something to be feeling guilty about, because we're not talking about you. Cause literally the people we're talking about is people who don't have internet. So it's like, yeah,
that's a very, very good thought. I think we're good.
Now I will say, there is something though about the Bible Methodist though that does kind of get me, is like, you know, they let the churches kind of handle it themselves, and I like that. They do seem to be more level headed in a lot of things, but if you're going to become a member with them, their rules do seem to pop up pretty hardcore.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there, and to me, it's a lot smaller of an issue than the other ones, but there's still unbiblical requirements in there.
Yeah.
You know, like I've mentioned before, something about the whole like joining secret societies or something like that. Or I think gambling's even in there as well. It's like, guys, you can make good arguments as to why you shouldn't do that,
mm-hmm.
but you can't say to be a Christian, you can't do this stuff.
Yeah.
So knock that out of your manual, then have the discussion about, here's why I think you probably shouldn't gamble, or why you might not want to join the Masons or whatever. You know, well, yeah. I don't even, you know.
It's just an opinion.
Right.
It just falls back into, it's just someone's opinion.
Yes.
But I will say in their defense, and I mean, it's not really in their defense because I'm not really taking it for anybody or bashing anybody. But I read, it's iTown. It's the name of a church out here in Indiana, mm-hmm. up in like the Indy area. It's a mega church. What do you think they run? Like 5,000, 6,000 people?
Easily in a weekend.
In a weekend?
Yeah, easily.
So it's a big mega church. Like, it's not conservative whatsoever. Like, it's, they actually, before you can even become a door greeter at this church, they actually have like this pamphlet that you have to like look over. And then I think you have to like
sign it.
And you have to sign it, I believe. And there was actually some stuff in there that I was like, I don't really agree with this, to where I could sign my name on this and be like, oh yeah, yeah, I'll fall in line with that.
Right, right, yeah.
There was drinking. There was like no alcohol whatsoever, no wine, no nothing.
I'm pretty sure it's a heavy drinking.
Or heavy drinking, yeah. Which well, I maybe, get behind I that.
Mean, we can maybe.
It's like, well, yeah, no, we'll have to think and pray about that one.
I
get behind the heavy drinking, but there was like no gambling. There was quite a list, and I'm like, oh my word, like, this is, I would have never thought this big mega church would ever have these kind of like requirements for you to be a worker in the church. Like, I just,
yeah, well, it doesn't work, because we always were taught the reason there are mega churches is because they're just looking for a lesser road, and you know, the great falling away.
Exactly right. Cause when I read that, I was like, whoa, like I would have never would imagine. But yeah, dude.
This is where sometimes I don't think I realize how much of an influence Phil Robertson and all them have had, but that's where I kind of learned some of this from too, was like where they talk about, you know, that the church buildings, that like the church is not a building. The building has zero significance, none.
And
so now I look back on that and I'm like, holy cow. You know, I remember like our church remodeling stuff and putting new oak paneling and new baby grand pianos and stuff. And now I didn't like it then. And especially now I'm like, oh my Lord, what a waste of money.
Oh yeah.
And then one of the other things that the Robertsons are big on too, they said they had somebody come up to the church. I think it was talking to Al when he was the pastor there. I don't know if he still is or not, but they said, we'd like to become a member of the church. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, we would like to take formal membership. We're like, are you a Christian? They're like, yeah. He said, then you're a member. Like, we don't do your formal membership or whatever. Yes. That's the way I like it right there.
Yes, I am the same way. That's how I like it as well.
There's no reason to turn it into a cult.
Or a club. Yes. Because you guys get me wound up again, and we're too close to quitting. So, but one of the things I have heard, I will say this, even from UBC on some of their rules, which like the one rule where if you have your hair in a braid, for ladies, of course, you have to like tuck it up in somehow. Like it can't be hanging down. And
you have to roll up the ends. The ends can't be showing.
The ends can't be. Also, that's even stupider than I thought. Well, no, they're exactly the same amount of stupidity, but it doesn't make any more sense. So then what they'll will jump to, they'll say, you know, well, this is just how we feel that we've decided to do it. And then they will immediately jump from that to, and if you're here, you've agreed to, so you don't want to break your word. And they jump from trying to defend it to saying you agreed to it, because they know the first argument, they're standing on a banana and it's about to flower. Yes. They cannot defend themselves. They know it is the stupidest thing anybody's ever heard. So they immediately have to jump. and it is true. They immediately have to jump to, oh, but you said you would do it. Well, yeah. What? I mean, I said I would, you know, stick my finger up my rear end. You know, but you want me to do that? What do you want? It's just anyways. All right.
It's so true. It is so true.
Sorry.
I love how you put that. That's amazing, bro.
Oh, well. Oh man. We might as well shut her down, huh? Oh, by the way, don't forget our Cafe Press store that we have up and running. I should hawk that probably more than I do, but cafepress.com/hillbillybroadcast. Get anything with our glorious face even on it now. We got that. Be sure to get that to wear to your next CHM event.
Yeah, buddy.
Y'all good over there?
I think so.
I think we're good.
All right. I love y'all.